Massachusetts is a gold mine for presidential candidates, especially Democrats raising money to compete in the crowded primary. Residents have donated more than $6 million to the various campaigns so far this cycle, according to the Federal Election Commission. But where exactly are those political donations coming from? WBUR Bostonomics reporter Callum Borchers took a business approach to answering that question. He analyzed federal campaign finance data to find out which employers' workers have given the most money. And Cal joins us now. Hi, Cal.
Hi, Bob.
So what'd you find?
Well, I found that so far this year, Harvard is the number one employer for Massachusetts residents donating to the presidential candidates. And it's actually not even close, Bob. At about $130,000, Harvard employees have given 2.5 times as much as the second place employer, which is Bain. Now, I'm grouping Bain Capital and Bain & Company together, but Bain Capital would still be number two, even if counted alone. The Commonwealth of Massachusetts is third, and the rest of the top 10 includes a lot of big names that you might expect. Mass General Hospital, MIT, the Baupost Group Hedge Fund, UMass, and Google.
So who are some of the favorite candidates at some of those places?
Warren is the leading fundraiser at each of the four universities on the list. Warren, of course, is a former Harvard Law professor, but I do think that the wide gap between her and everybody else at Harvard is striking, Bob, because many of the candidates have Harvard ties. Seth Moulton, Bill Weld, Julian Castro, and Pete Buttigieg are all alumni, and Bernie Sanders is a former fellow at Harvard's Institute of Politics. Warren has raised twice as much or more than any of them. Another interesting observation from higher ed, Bob, Sanders ranks second in fundraising from UMass employees, but he's 12th at MIT. So I asked MIT lecturer Jane Abbott why she thinks her campus isn't feeling the burn.
I suspect it's not that he's old, but that his way of thinking and his way of looking at what he's up to is old. I'm just tired of old men yelling.
So Abbott's giving to Buttigieg instead, and the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, is actually the second leading recipient of donations from MIT employees. For some insight into that, I talked to neuroscience professor Mark Baer, who's also backing Buttigieg.
Pete exhibits traits that scientists and engineers value. He thinks like a scientist. He's analytical and data-driven.
Okay, so if scientists like the data-driven Mayor Pete, is he raking in donations from, for example, Google employees?
Well, he is second among Google employees in Massachusetts, but it's a distant second, Bob. He's well behind Warren, which is kind of surprising because Warren wants to break up Google by reversing some of its acquisitions.
Any other surprising or notable trends in these campaign finance reports that you found?
Well, you know, some folks might be surprised to hear that all the money donated by Bain employees so far this year has gone to Democrats. And Bain, of course, is closely associated in many voters' minds with Mitt Romney, who was the Republican presidential nominee in 2012. I will note that Bain money isn't flowing to the most progressive Democrats. In fact, none so far for Warren or Sanders. Former Vice President Joe Biden is the top recipient. And one other thing that stands out, Bob, Congressman Seth Moulton, who's struggling to raise money and didn't qualify for the first rounds of debates, is the top fundraiser at Mass General.
Okay, there are some limitations to the federal campaign finance data you used in your research. So is there an asterisk or two that we should know about?
Yeah, there is some lag time in the FEC database, which has numbers up until June 30th. I think we also have to remember that people who donate less than $200 don't have to disclose their employers. And some people who do have to disclose, Bob, still don't follow the rules. My favorite example of this is an Arlington man who has contributed more than $1,000 to Bernie Sanders' campaign. And he's been listing his employer as don't want to tell you.
Are there other limits to what the data tells you?
The campaign finance reports I analyzed do have some holes, and that's partly by design. You know, our political system allows for these small dollar donors to maintain a little bit of privacy by not having to say who they work for. But as a snapshot, the analysis offers some insight into where the people who work at powerful institutions in Massachusetts are spending their money in the campaign.
It'll be interesting to see what it shows later on in the campaign.
It certainly will.
All right. WBUR Bostonomics reporter Callum Borchers, thanks a lot for crunching these numbers.
Glad to do it.